Hey guys, welcome to another podcast episode. I'm your host, Amos Waterbury, also music minister and music director of SFC Online Church. Today, we are discussing in this episode about how being stuck is not the answer. I mean, you can't be stuck. Because when you're stuck, you're not going anywhere. We all know that we need God's help. And when we're stuck, that's when we need to call on God. And what proctored this particular episode was my sister had made a post, which we'll be discussing later on in the episode, on Facebook regarding this. And I made a reply, and so we talk a little bit about that. And shortly after discussing that particular post and things that went on there, as well as some tidbits here and there, we'll read Proverbs 27. We will be reading the Proverbs each time. Proverbs 28 is going to be read, and we're just going to keep going up. And then since we started at Proverbs 27, we're going to start back over to Proverbs 1. Once we're done with that, we're going to move either to the Psalms or Isaiah. But anyway, we're going to be reading the prophets. So it's going to be some featured fun episodes and a lot of wisdom and insight for SFC, A Walk With God. There's also a couple of points that we will make in this episode. And if you have any questions about it, feel free to email us, as we always like to be emailed and contacted, at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com, and we'll get to you. Also, if you need to talk, you can call me personally at 254-733-4171. Again, 254-733-4171. We'd be happy to hear from you. Well, God bless you. I hope this episode encourages you, and may God allow you to come away with something that you can go on in the week with. Thank you. All right, everybody. Please stay tuned, as in the next few minutes, you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk With God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless. Everybody, welcome to SFC. We're doing another episode, guys. We are one away from 10, episode 10. This is episode 9. In the last episode, we read through Isaiah, where he's talking about understanding what the Lord has done for you and everything. So I figured if we go back towards Proverbs, which is written by Solomon, and go over the actual Proverbs, as it were. And there's this thing where there's actual 31 Proverbs. So you can actually read them every single day. And you don't have to stop once you get to the end of the month, you know. You start back over because you always get something new out of it. Because that's the way Solomon wrote it. But I thought it would be good because we just went over Isaiah where he's basically talking to the house of Jacob and he's saying, guys, God has shown you this. He's told you. He's spoken to you. And yet you're still obstinate. You're not listening. And you don't believe, you know, that things are possible. You know, they didn't believe in his power. And Isaiah just like, are y'all some kind of stupid or what? I'm pretty sure that's what he was thinking in his carnal mind. You know, he was a prophet, but he was also a human. So, you know, it kind of, oftentimes we'll, you know, hear from certain people, you know, if we haven't made such a good decision or whatever, and they'll be like, well, were stupid, where, you know, there's no, you know, backing out of it. That's just what it was. But, you know, you move forward, you learn from that mistake. But, you know, you just got to admit to that. And so, kind of that's basically what Isaiah was telling them is, y'all are stupid. And literally, the word stupid is, comes from the Greek stupe or something, stoop, which is stupor, which means to be in a state of mind, or rather not in a state of mind or heart, and you're kind of just in this goop, so you really can't move forward. And generally it's self-doubt and just all these negative things that are just holding you, and that's what will make you, and why the house of Jacob was very obstinate, is because, you know, they had their own idea of what, you know, they wanted, and, you know, even though God had done all these things for them, it's like they just like to go over and over and just hear Isaiah say these things, even though, you know, he said it before. Because, guys, it was chapter 48 that we read, and Isaiah starts at chapter 1. So you can imagine he's been talking to him for quite some while, and still in chapter 48, freaking chapter 48, that's a lot of time gone by. They're still not getting it. And so he's like, I'm pretty sure at this point, you know, he's like, God hasn't forsaken y'all. Dingbats, get it through your head. He loves you and wants to help you. So stop trying to do this on your own, you know. And so, you know, a lot of times we want to do that as humans in our carnal nature. So I figured, you know, given that we read Isaiah 48, and just so y'all know, Isaiah is two chapters after Proverbs. Now, Isaiah is, he's one of the prophets, but it's interesting to note that Solomon wasn't a prophet. He was more or less just a very rich man, and he's also a good businessman, because Saul, which I believe his father, if I'm not mistaken, was very rich, and he was also king. So a lot of royalty going on there. And so although he wasn't a prophet, they put those books in between because, you know, it follows right up to it. So we might just read through the book of Isaiah after we go through the Proverbs before we read Psalms. But anyway, we got those exciting things comes up. And we're going to call this the season of the prophets. And Visionaries episode series. And this is particularly we're going to be going spring since we're coming into spring. So hopefully by the end of spring, coming into summer, we'll have read, you know, the Proverbs and the Psalms and then also the Prophets. But we'll see how that goes. Anyways, before we get started, I always have fun things going on in the podcast. We got fun stuff going on here at SFC too. I mean, God's not all, you know, bland and everything. There is humor, etc. So, you know, it's life. So anyways, again, as she was on the episode before, I think it was episode 4, I got Jennifer Caker here, and she wrote something on Facebook earlier, and I'm not going to, you know, rip her ball or anything or whatever, but I'm going to read that post and then read what I wrote, because I had asked her, I'm like, did you read what I wrote? And I also asked her the question, you know, sometimes do what I tell you, do I frustrate you? And she's like, you know, well, yeah, you kind of just make it sound so easy. But I'm no great man, and I certainly don't have everything together. But I've come to realize that it's not a hard thing to let God take control. You might not understand it. It may be this mystery to you. But don't be a doofus and, you know, try to walk this, you know, maze without a map. You ever tried going through a maze without a map to see where the blocks are? You bang your head against the wall a lot, you know? And, you know, that's what we do whenever we go ahead without God, or we just,
which I do quite often.
Yeah. We just are, again, in this stupor, and we're not even moving. So, neither situation is good. So, you know, she told me that, so, and then, I was asking her, you know, what did it say, and then she started to read it, and I'm like, no, I did not say that, so perhaps we need to go back and read that. So I was about to go read that, and then I'm like, heck, you know, being how I am, I decided to, there's a little bit of a feedback, by the way, so not sure what that is. But anyways, well, just turn the volume down a little bit. Well, I will. I got it right here.
You sure?
Yeah. I can open up more than one tab. So, basically, you know, being the podcast person that I am, and how I like to have life go on in the podcast, and, you know, not just be all structured and everything. I mean, it's good to have structure. But to me, whenever you're doing something like this, you know, podcast is to give information, but it's also a part of your life, you know. So if you got stuff going on in the background, you might as well, you know, let that be a part. And something as precious as having this podcast to talk about the Lord and struggles and everything, and we're reading from His Word, you know, have people a part of that. And if they're going through struggles, and obviously, you know, my sister's kind of going through one right now. She's good. She's being a trooper. But, you know, still kind of having a little bit of that self-doubt or whatever. And we'll talk about that. But, you know, I want to be able to put that into the podcast because, you know, we're dealing with, you know, souls and God here. And, you know, we want God to be a part of it. So, you know, I'm not ashamed to read it. And like I said, it's not like I'm going to rip her bald or anything. But I think what I wrote to her could apply to anybody, really, if you're in the situation that she is now. And this is what I wrote. I'm going to just go to my page here. And really, I go to my timeline. And just so y'all know, this is just a little tidbit for Facebook. If you go to your timeline, that'll kind of show your color photos, etc. But what we want to do is actually see our activity that we posted. And sometimes that's not going to be on your actual page. So the best thing to do, and I don't know, some of y'all may or may not know about this, you got to go to your settings, and then there will actually be a listing for activity, post activity. Well, activity log. Okay, so they changed. It used to, did you have to go to settings, but it's before that. So okay. Literally, if you go to your activity log, it'll show you everything, and you can pick, go all the way back to, see, I started in 2017, so I could go back to 2017 and see what I was doing on Facebook. But I'm specifically going to the comment that I made on my
sister's
post.
And whom brother is telling me I need to stay awake, and I'm doing so.
You can stay awake. Stay awake.
No!
Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay awake, y'all.
If you go to your. Are you any better? The Lord's gonna pile coals upon your head.
Well, my butt, if I don't, I can feel it.
No, he's, God only does that, you know, when we're super stubborn, you know, just to wake us up. Because I don't know if you ever had coal dropped on your head, but it'll make you not be dumb or whatever.
I'm committed. I'm not stubborn. I just want a simple job to go do, get my driver's license, get my car, get on with my life.
Okay, so she posted, it said, life's got me down for the first time in 2 years, maybe less, feeling alone and unloved. Well, so a lot of people would probably post something like, oh, I'm so sorry, get your head up or whatever. Kind of the way I posted it, it might sound like I'm just hard as nails or whatever. But it's not that. I just don't give a flying rip about if you're down or, and I would say this same thing to me if I was down. Because this is the confidence I have. And, you know, if life's got you down for the first time in 2 years. I'm sorry, I can't go along with that, because life will get you down so many times in that, you know. Life has a varying timeline. There's nothing that, unless you plan it, is planned. You know, and that's what makes it so exciting. So, I had replied to her, and like I said, this reply, I think, could go for anybody. You know, if you're feeling like, you know, you're down, and I wanted to point out, if you're down, like I said, this 2 years, or, you know, I haven't been down since this time or whatever, there's no need to say that. I mean, that's something that happens to people. And, you know, I don't want y'all to think that I don't have sympathy or whatever. You know, I do. But I also am not going to just, you know, stand here and kind of be the fairy tale Cinderella and, you know, wait for fairy godmother to come along, because God, you know, he does act like that, and he does things for us. But in this situation, she needs to realize that, you know, if you're down, that's nobody else's fault but yours. I mean, our personal situation is between God and us. We might try to blame it on somebody else, but when it comes down to the brass tacks of, and the reason why I use that term is, brass tacks were used to tack up very important messages. So that basically meant, it basically means when it comes down to the notice, or, well, another term is nitty gritty. Just the bottom of the of where everything started, it's you and God, and mostly you, because chances are God did everything right. I'm pretty sure he did everything right. It doesn't say, you know, he doesn't make any mistakes, or it doesn't say that in the Bible, but we know God, he's flawless. The cross has He's made us flawless, simply because when we sin, you know, it's not, it doesn't give us leave to go back and do that same thing. But, you know, once we've admitted it, it's no longer relevant. You know, Jesus loves us, God loves us. And some people, like my dad, he would say, you know, I find that irresponsible, and, you know, we don't need Jesus or whatever. But in which way is that irresponsible? I mean, you just admitted it, and you're telling Jesus, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me for my sin. When you say that, you're acknowledging that you won't do it again. And, you know, if you go back and do it again, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and strangely enough, it was a political one. But this particular podcast, they were talking about, well, Catholicism. And it turns out that a priest can deny you, what do they call it? Confession. Yeah, a confession session. A confession session. confession session. He can deny you that if you have, you know, basically gone back and done that same sin that you said you weren't gonna do. And, you know, that's basically what Jesus is there for. You know, it's not, the sin bucket where, you know, all right, I sin, so I just need to take it to Jesus and, you know, I will get my points back on my card and, you know, I can, you know, run up credit. Yeah, that's a good example. Like, Jesus is not supposed to be used like a credit card. And even a credit card should not be used like this. While we're on this, guys, check out a podcast. It's Dave Ramsey. He talks about aligning your finances with the Prince of the Air. So, and that is God. So check that out. That's the Dave Ramsey Show. And his daughter also has one. It's the Rachel Cruz Show. So don't forget to check that out. We're just doing a quick break here. And yeah, those two. Also, don't forget to check out an awesome Southern Gospel podcast. It's SGMP, Southern Gospel Music Podcast, with host Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele of the Steele family. They're great singers. They talk about Southern Gospel, and it's pretty awesome podcast. Also, there's some worship groups that have their own podcast. So just explore those and the ones we mentioned and get some wisdom out of that. All right, so back on track. You know, people use the credit card, you know, when they pay it off. All right, let's go max it out again. You know, that's not how you're supposed to do it. But, you know, and it seems that a lot of people have that mindset when it comes to Jesus and, you know, being a Christian is, all right, well, we're going to pay all these sins off and then go max out our sin card again. You know, it's not like that. I mean, Jesus expects us that once we've, you know, admitted that we sin, we're not going to do it anymore. I mean, why would you want to disappoint God that many times, etc.? So, the answer is we don't want to. So, in this post, basically the reason why my sis said, well, I'm not going to say this because, you know, she's on here, so I'll go ahead and let her express it, but kind of just give y'all an outline. To me, the way it sounds is, you know, she just let the devil get a hold of her feelings, and, you know, I'm not saying that she wasn't supposed to post it on Facebook. Obviously, she was, so I could give her some guidance, but the way she worded it is, you know, kind of that feeling sorry for yourself, and as I said in my reply, kind of just staying in the same spot. And I will read my reply, but I was going to let her kind of explain, you know, when you do a post, and I'm talking about serious posts. I mean, if you do, you know, frivolous, or sometimes we do funny posts, you know, there's not a reason, but there kind of is. Our reason is just to have some fun. So, the point is, in every post that we do on, you know, social media, we have some reason why we're doing it. And so, let's kind of talk about your motivation on, you know, what made you write it and what were your feelings. And I guess I'll go ahead and read what I wrote back to you, and then we'll kind of talk about that, and then get into the Proverbs of the day, which, interestingly enough, ties right into it. I did not plan that, but see, that's why I love God so much. All right, so
God. So I was just feeling, so God wants me to do a lot in my life, and has kind of revealed a lot of it to me at once. And so, like, I know what God told me to do over here this year, but, like, then there's all this that He wants me to do. And, like, I'm a natural pleaser, right? Okay, so I have all that going on in my head, and I just felt overwhelmed, right? And then I'm not able to do anything because I'm down here in Colorado still, which is part of my choice. And I'll admit that. And I'm going back home to Texas on the 30th. And
I didn't know you lived in Montana. I'm just giving her, because she said, well, you said down here in Colorado, so I know she lives in you know, perfectly where she lives or whatever. I just go back and forth with her like that all the time. So.
Yeah. I live in Texas, but,
so up in Colorado, okay.
I just was feeling.
All right, I'll shut up.
So overwhelmed, you know, and just like, there's gotta be a better way to do all this. I've been trying to organize my life, and like, I'm a very grateful person. Like, so like, good things always kind of seem to happen to me. I don't say that to boast or to not boast. Or either way, I'm always like super grateful, and I've been like that. But when I get overwhelmed, it's like it's almost as if I become so grateful that God wants me to do all this that I want to do it then, and then it's like that doesn't work. So then I get sad. And then what had happened is one of my friends got too close to me, and I fell over. I bumped my head, so I have my ice pack. And so I just felt like the general feeling I was feeling was overwhelmed. And I'm just like, okay, God wants me to be an actress. God wants me to be on the stage. God wants me to do this and that in my life. I'm like thinking in my head like, oh, it's super cool, and God wants me to be a singer, God wants me to play this way, and I'm just like, I can't handle all this, God, I can't please you, you know, and so like, I'm just like, okay, you know, and so I wound up doing absolutely almost nothing all day, like none of my routine or anything, which probably is a big part of it, and I was just like, I posted that, and I was just like, literally minutes later, I was fine. I was back to myself. I was grateful. I was ready. Like, I'm just ready to get my job and my car and my license, you know? Just like the rest of the population.
And just so y'all know, I was at work when I read that, but I felt just to, well, evidently I was at that point just needed to take a small break, and then I felt to pull out my phone just to check my Facebook, which I try not to do too much when I'm at work, and that's the first message I saw. So what I replied to her was, well, you can either stay put and be continuously weighted down by the rock of self-doubt and bereavement, which we'll go ahead and look that up for some of you. I know I use $10 words sometimes, but my mom and dad were really good at vocabulary, so bereavement definition.
You're really gonna make me stay up.
The state of being bereaved, grievous loss, particularly the loss of relative or friend by death. The state of being bereaved, deprivation, especially the loss of a relative by death. And the reason why I chose that, you know, nobody died or whatever, but essentially the way she wrote that, and you know, feeling, because I've been in this situation, it's almost as if somebody died, you know, like nobody is there for you, so that's why I chose that word. But anyways, I said, well, you can either stay put and be continuously weighted down by the rock of self-doubt and bereavement, or get out your pickaxe. You know, everybody has that spiritual pickaxe. And, you know, get it out. Find the weakest spot in the rock and break free. Whenever you take a pickaxe, you can either pick at what you're trying to do. Generally, the miners, if they weren't very experienced, they just, you know, pick until they find something. But some of the more experienced ones, they knew exactly where to hit. And they would hit it maybe three times or sometimes even once. The rock would fall down and there would be a vein of gold. So it's basically knowing where to hit. Find the weakest spot in the rock and break free. It says in the scripture, God is the source of our strength. We will call on Him in times of trouble and He will come to our aid. So don't let the fact that everyone doesn't care weigh you down, because one does, and He's all that matters. You know, when it comes down to it, sometimes God might, you know, put us in a situation, you know, kind of like He did. I know it's kind of a fictitious story, but a great one to go off of, you know, one of the timeless Christmas movies, It's a Wonderful Life, basically did that George Bailey. And he realized, you know, he kept saying, you know, this is how it is. And then, you know, Clarence was like, you know, no, because you weren't there. You weren't there to save your little brother. You know, so God will sometimes often do that, where He might make the existence where it's just us. And that's probably because we are saying to ourselves, you know, we've all said that saying, you know, I wish I were dead, or just
that's a bad one.
Never been born or something like that. And all that is that, you know, you're basically not having gratitude. You know, people that commit suicide, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to put it to you, but this whole crap about people that commit suicide because there's just brave thing, bull crap. I'm sorry. You commit suicide, you're a selfish human being, and you don't care about anyone else but yourself. You know, God gave us life, and it's a precious gift. And if you want to end your life, well, you can. And I've been in situations, it was actually last year, towards the end of the year, I was gonna just jump the river or whatever, because I was biking. Or no, I wasn't biking, I was walking. And it was just, I was just depressed, you know, because I just lost my job and everything. And I just allowed, you know, that bereavement and weight to get on me, and the devil to just push me down. And right before, you know, God's like, you know, you don't want to do this. I have a lot ahead for you. And, you know, what are the people that love you? What are they going to say about it? You know, so if you kill yourself, or you say even the word, you know, because we can verbally commit suicide just by saying that, because...
And mentally.
And mentally, yeah. Because... God gave us, right,
life.
And God, as it was said, as it's been said a lot of times, this is a common phrase, you know, some mother might, if she's a super holy roly, you know, I'll take you into this world, or I brought you into this world, I'll take you out, you know. God's like, you know, I really don't want to do this, but I brought you into this world. You know, I could take you out for a minute just to show you. And, you know, there's been certain, one for me was eyewitness, but also just testimony. And the eyewitness was actually my little sister. She actually collapsed from what we saw, and based on her testimony, evidently she collapsed, and after that just saw the gates of hell, basically. And she wasn't very old, mind you. And then all of a sudden she, because my dad was performing like CPR or whatever, because we thought she was dead, and then he just like stopped and started crying. And then she got up, and evidently, you know, God just wanted to show her, because she was just being very obstinate and stubborn, you know, definitely not honoring her father and doing what God wanted her to. So he just wanted to teach her a lesson, because she was a spunky little, I mean, she might have been little, but she had the attitude of a teenager when she was like 8 years old or younger. And so, you know, that really woke her up. So that's one testimony. So God can do that, but it's so much better that we just realize that he's there for us. And as we were reading in Isaiah in the last episode, that, you know, Isaiah was talking to Jacob's descendants, and he's like, you know, you've heard this, why not acknowledge it? So we should acknowledge it. And so reading the rest of the message, I said, God is the source of our strength. We will call on him in times of trouble, and he will come to our aid. So don't let the fact that everyone doesn't care weigh you down, because one does, and he's all that matters. Love you, sis, and don't let the devil continue to keep you trapped. You know, the devil wants you to not go anywhere. God wants you to go the distance. You know, that's the distance. Or that's the distance, the difference. So
the distance is the distance, and the distance is the difference.
The difference of, okay. Where was that? That's a tongue twister. There we go.
Did I confuse anybody yet?
They might be close. And so, after I posted that, lo and behold, not too long after the post, I read one that says, she posted, she said, the Lord, and this is kind of a direct contrast to what she just wrote, which I'm super proud of her, but anyway, she said, the Lord is pointing me in a tough direction. I'm willing to take on the challenge. I need prayers for this one. Boy, sister, we all need prayers, you know. That's the only reason, you know, we all make it, is because everybody is in the whole Christian circle, but I'm going to say the God circle, but to me, Christianity, there shouldn't be any more religions, because that's the one true religion. And guys, if y'all listen to this episode and you don't agree, and he's like, well, you need to do your study more or whatever, because it's absolutely, I don't have to do study, because I don't base my faith off of stuff in the books. I base it off of what I know and my day-to-day relationship and how things unfold when I just let go. Amen. When we let go, there's nothing that can be done that God can't do. You know, when we're holding on, we kind of put a limit on him. We don't need to put a limit on God. That's what, you know, this episode, that's what God's speaking to us. Amen. So, I think we can get into this Proverbs here. I'm reading out of Proverbs 27. So, y'all can get your Bible out and read along if you want to.
Have money.
Oh, that's okay. Proverbs 27. Here it's talking about not worrying about tomorrow or the morrow, because God has it under control. Remember I said there was a tie there and I didn't plan it, but we can see here it definitely is. Boast not thyself too of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, why worry about tomorrow when we're not even sure we're going to wake up? I mean, physically we're doing fine and everything, but God's the one that's keeping our heart beating. So if he wants to send us home. Yes, what's the question?
Is that why guys go to sleep that have faith so quickly? That y'all can just go, it's because y'all don't worry?
Basically, or we just, and I assume you're talking about man of faith, is that what you said?
Yeah.
We basically don't have a choice, because if we're, you know, preaching, or, you know, I'm not a pastor, but I do preach and talk about it. You know, we need to make sure that we're living what we're preaching, or, you know, we're just being hypocrites. So, therefore, it's more incumbent upon us to just let God control and be our messenger for us or whatever. So yes, we can go to sleep, and you know, for me, sometimes I don't go to sleep just because sometimes I don't feel like I need it. I feel energized because God is just, you know, I'm filled with joy and I'm just doing my everyday thing. And then when I start to feel sleepy, you know, he will say, well, I know you're having a fun time or whatever, but you need to rest your body. And I will, and boy, I sleep a long times. So, yes, and that's a very good question. So, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Verse 2, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. 3, continuing on, a stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. 4, wrath is cruel and the anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? No one can stand before envy, because envy is a strong force. But you know what can stand against it is our faith in the Holy Jesus Christ. Amen.
Verse 2
says, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. It's basically saying, you know, let God be, you know, you need to let him be who he is to you, and not, you know, emulate somebody else. You know, let each person pray and have God deal with them on certain levels. I believe is what it's saying there. 5, open rebuke is better than secret love. 6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Boy, that's so true. The full soul loatheth and honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. The thing about the Proverbs is it's written very colloquially. There's a lot of colloquialisms. But a lot of them are pretty cool, you know, when you dig into them. And that's why you get a new thing every time you read the Proverbs, which I totally enjoy. And, you know, God penned it the way he did for a reason. The full soul loveth on honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. 8, as a bird that wandereth from her nest is, so is a man that wandereth from his place, the place that God wants him. Amen. 9, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. 10, thine own friend and thy father's friend. Forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. You know, a brother that's not really there for you all the time, but a neighbor who is constantly there and being there for you. You know, there's a stronger relationship bond with the neighbor. So, you know, something happens. Yes, he is your brother, but how much is he invested in the relationship? You know, spiritually.
So that's God screaming Stephen at me.
So, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. We read that. Continuing in 10, thine own friend and thy father's friend, forsake not. Neither go into thy brother's house as the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. 11, my son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. For I am... that reproacheth me. And chair, a prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. You know, the prudent man is prudent, which means he's always, you know, looking ahead for danger. Probably very wise with his finances also. Take his garment that is surely for a stranger, and take a pledge for him for a strange woman. He that blesses his friend, this is verse 14, he that blesses his friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. Continuing on 15, a continual dropping in a very rainy day and contentious woman are alike. 16, whosoever hideth her, hideth the wind and the ointment of his hand, which be wrath itself. Iron sharpeth iron, so a man sharpeth the countenance of his... Iron sharpeth iron, so a man sharpened the countenance of his friend. It's basically saying a man is there for another man, you know, to help each other sharpen ourselves as, you know, Christian brothers. 18, whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, so he that walleth on this manner shall be, or weigheth on this manner shall be honored. As in water face answereth to face, so the heart of a man to a man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. And 21, as the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. And 22, ending verse 27, though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, talking about a mortar or pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. 23, be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. For riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation. The hay appeareth, and the tender grass sheweth itself, and the herbs in the mountains are gathered. 26, the lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And the final, verse 27, I love how it wraps it up. And thou shalt have goat's milk enough for thy food, for the food of thy household, and for the maintenance for thy maidens. You know, be sure you're nourished. You know, everyone is strengthened. Amen. So basically, at Proverbs 27, it's we don't have all the time to go over everything. And this is what's so wonderful. We're going to be going back over 27 as we're going to be starting the Proverbs over again on the first for episode. But anyways, verse 27 is basically telling us to shy away from, you know, those that don't invest or really care about God, or care about you, because if you care about God, you're going to care about people. If you care about people, you're going to care about God. So, You know, if you have, as it said in there, a brother that's far away and the neighbor helps you, you know, it's a bad steward to, you know, not give back what that neighbor has been helping you because he's just your brother. But if he hasn't invested anything, you know, what good is that? And that can go for father, mother, or, you know, family member. What else? So, y'all feel free. Go ahead and read that proverb to yourself again. And like I said, each verse is metaphoric. And there's a lot of colloquialisms. And they're all very smart. If you have any questions, don't forget to email me because I probably can't help you. That's amos.waterbury@gmail.com. And, you know, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Also, live phone call work too is 254-733-4171. Well, guys, thank you so much for going through Proverbs 27 and also hearing the, you know, what's God wanting to speak to us, which is to trust Him. You know, that's obviously the strain that's going on. Is just encouraging us that we should trust Him because He has everything under control. Hey man, I've got a song I want to play, and you know, we'll talk a little bit more. We got 52 minutes. This song is very relevant because it's a song that says, "Your grace still amazes me." It's by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Someone wait for the ad to end. Amen. Just close your eyes and let God speak to you.
My faithful Father, enduring friend, Your tender mercies like a river with no end. It overwhelms me. Covers my sin. Each time I come to Your presence, I stand in wonder once again. Your grace still amazes me. Your still a mystery. Each day I fall on my knees, 'cause Your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me. Only to all. still a mystery each day. I fall on my knees, but your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me. Still amazes me, your love is still a mystery each day. I fall on my knees, 'cause your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me.
Amen. His grace does amaze me every time something happens, or, you know, I see miracles. It's pretty much awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining this episode. It's been awesome. Don't forget to check out those wonderful podcasts, especially the money podcast, as Dave Ramsey talks about, again, lining your money up with your faith and walking with God. Being a good steward of your money, in other words. And I am learning that. Guys, if you have any questions, you want to be part of the show, or you have future suggestions for episodes, don't forget to email us at sfcemail. That's going to be soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you can call me at 254-733-4171. Again, 254-733-4171. I'd be happy to talk to you. Well, take care. And Jen, if they want to talk to you or get a hold of you, or share something, how do they contact you?
My cell number, 817-925-6465. The best way to get a hold of me normally is a text message. Again, that's 817-925-6465.
817-925-4265. All right, guys.
Not 4265, 6465.
Oh, 6465. All right. So anyways, y'all take care, guys. It's been wonderful. I'm glad God could speak to your heart. Don't by any means try to go in the journey alone, because God is right there and He's going to take care of you. Amen. Thanks, guys. God bless. Thank you. Amen. Well, I love what God had to speak to us in that particular episode. A lot of stuff. But may He continue to teach us as we read and just go throughout our day. Guys, you were listening to episode 8 of FFC, A Walk with God. SFC, A Walk with God. Just remember, as you listen to each of these, it's not just words. Certainly, I'm no great person. But God is allowing me to speak to y'all through me and the scriptures to help you in your life. So allow Him to help you. And if you've been pushing Him away for whatever reason, now's the time to let Him intervene, because He has your hands. And when you don't give Him the authority to come into your life, He can come into your life whether He wants to, whether you want Him to or not. But He would rather us just open our hearts and let Him be there as He needs to be. And when we can't, we tie His hands, and it creates a problem. So don't hold Jesus back from helping you, because we all need it on this, especially on this journey with Christ and going through life. There's certain circumstances that we all need Him for. So as you listening to episode 8, I hope you got something out of it, and I pray that you just take these words that you heard and apply them to your life and see what God does to make your life become better and more in line with His will. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, as always, if you have any question, you want to be on the show, or you have ideas for future episodes, email us at sfcemail. That's going to be soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to hear from you. Also, if you feel like you need to call somebody, give me a call, 254-733-4171, and I'll talk with you. Well, thanks for listening. God bless you. And remember, He has His hands on your situation. Don't tie His hands. Let God be in your life. And don't doubt His works, because we've seen them. And as we heard in the previous episode, doubting His work and His goodness is taking away from you a privilege that you might otherwise have. So God bless you all. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time. FFC, A Walk with God. May your walk be smooth. May God bless you. May He make His face to shine upon you and give you peace. Amen.